Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. Well, actually, it's now called The Art of Intuition, the podcast. due to all the changes, we still haven't quite got all the logo and everything organized yet, but that's where we're coming next. So I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and today I want to talk about how to become intuitively aware. Now, last week we talked about the four steps, the awareness, reflection, implementation, and opportunity. So we're looking at those four steps of how to develop your intuition, how to start to trust it. I'll just give you a quick background, sorry about the video, a quick background of what's going on. So this week we were meant to have an interview. I had it all booked up, had it all organised, but I got called down to Melbourne with my daughter needed a helping hand. So I popped down to Melbourne, came down here from the Gold Coast, a week with her, and now I've just arrived at Mum and Dad's. They're in their 90s and they're looking at moving from this place here where I'm at. I'm actually sitting on the floor and their computer's on the bed. So if I jiggle around a bit, that's why. And they're looking at moving into another retirement unit to help Mum out a little bit more. So I've been a week with my daughter, tried to do an interview there, but the noise coming from upstairs from the little one was just too loud. So I've had to do a couple of just one-on-ones with me. So back to the interviews again next week. I've got three lined up ready to go. So there'll be a few coming on now. But today I wanted to talk about awareness and how to become intuitively aware. We discussed a bit of it last week. We talked about those four steps, and one of the things that we do get confused of is the awareness side of it. Now, I've got a little trick here a way to help you practice your awareness. I'm going to go through that, but I'll talk about just what awareness is at this stage. So when we become aware of our intuition, it's becoming aware of the signs and the symbols and different aspects that we receive. Now, because we can receive them mentally as thoughts, we can receive them physically as butterflies in the stomach. I used to get it with my palms would go a funny colour when somebody needed a healing. We can get it emotionally. We start to and can't work out why we're sort of feeling emotionally that way. And we pick up these signs, and visual is another strong way we pick it up, even though that's part of the five senses, the physical senses. We often see things that somebody else may not see. I've talked about how I often see 1, 2, 3, 4, like 12:34, the timing. Now, I know we get that timing twice a year, but you don't always see it in as you go through the day. For some reason, you look at the clock and it happens to be 11:11. There's a reason for that. When we hear different things, we might pick up things on the radio, and you'd be driving in the car with somebody beside you and you hear something on that radio that they don't. That's your intuition picking up something that you needed to hear, that you needed to know. So these are all signs of awareness. This is how we start to go through that. But one of the strongest areas in awareness is obviously our emotions. Now, we're picking this up all the time. When something feels a little bit off, it doesn't feel right, our emotions are telling us there's something there to be aware of. Now, it doesn't always mean it's negative. It doesn't always mean it's positive. It's something to be aware of. The majority of times when we're picking up this awareness, it's because it is not negative and not positive. If it's completely negative, like in the situation with what happened with my daughter, and then it's just negative, 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 then it usually means that we have had other signs prior to that we have not paid attention to, and consequently it's created this negativity to make you become more aware of it. Now, one of the things she did say to me when I got down here, she said, "Mum, I saw the signs. I knew you knew there was things going on, but I chose to ignore them." And we can all relate to that. We all get that understanding that we see those things. We know that something's not quite right, but we choose to ignore them. And that's okay. We can do that. That's our choice. That's our free will. What they talk about the free will, that's our free will. We can choose to ignore it if we want to. We will get more information coming through. So be aware that the more you choose to ignore it, the more likely it is to be something more of a negative nature to get your attention, to get you to start to do something. So awareness, the best way to understand awareness is to actually practice it. And I've got a little way of doing that, and I want to show you how to do that the best way I found to do that, to start to practice your awareness, to start to practice how you're starting to receive this intuitive information and what you can do with it and how you can work with it. Now, it's okay to do it with trial and error, like what we normally do, but there is other ways we can do it, which isn't as hard and it certainly isn't as negative. So when we start to learn to do this, we start to become aware of it. The more we practice this, the better we get. Now, one of the other areas we look at is, instead of looking at, well, how do you think about the situation? Like, there's something happening and we're not feeling quite right. We stop going with, how do you think about the situation? We start looking at, how do you feel about this situation? Now, with the situation of, say, me coming down to Melbourne, how did I feel about it? Well, the feeling was that it was going to be a little bit topsy-turvy and there was a lot of bits and pieces I had to sort out and get in line. But the feeling all the way along was, I need to be there. I need to be there. I need to be there to help my daughter. I need to be there to help mum and dad. There was things there that I needed to do. And I'm one of these people that are in this, like, what they call that sandwich generation, where you're still got children and you've got parents and you're sort of trying to balance the both and help and assist and guide. So knowing this awareness, knowing this strength of that awareness wasn't a choice. It wasn't like, how do you think about the situation? It was like, well, no, I don't need to even go there. It was like, I know I need to be there. But there has been times when I've thought about different things and I've got this little feeling, something doesn't quite feel right. And then I'll go, well, what do you think about the situation? And you'll go through it mentally and you'll go, well, these are the pros and these are the cons and this is what's happening. And I get to the stage where I get so confused that I don't know which way to go. When we start to go, well, how do you feel about this situation? And I'll often say, well, I don't quite know how I feel about it. I'm not really sure how I feel about it. Then that's when you go, well, okay, let's just put it aside and not think about it. And not try and get an understanding of it, just let it go. And then come back to it maybe the next day, the next night, another time and go, well, now how do I feel about it? You know, you may have gathered more information during the day. Now how do I feel about it? Oh, okay, well, I'm tending to go more this way. All right, let it go and then go back to it again. So with this situation, what we tend to do is we feel something about it, so we go through all the logic side of it. We try to think our way through it, when often it's more about how we feel our way through it. So give yourself that space and time to feel your way through it. And that's how you start to go with the flow a little bit more. So you may be feeling, or you may be thinking that this is the best way to do it, but you may be feeling that this is a better way to do it. So allow yourself to actually go with the flow a little bit more and let things progress as they come along. Now, one of the things that coming down here early, I'd already booked to come down to Melbourne, but I had to come down a bit earlier. And one of the things I wanted to do was just allow myself to be able to go with the flow. When I get down here, I work out what the family need, where I'm best to go and what I'm best to do. So allowing me to go with the flow gives those who I'm with the best opportunity to be able to utilize the situation the best way. And because I'm not thinking it too much and just allowing it, the awareness becomes a lot stronger. You start to feel things, you start to hear things, you start to understand things. And they're the little signs and symptoms and symbols that we can see and understand and feel that allow us to follow that flow and go intuitively with it. But to practice it, and I'm getting sore, I'm sitting on my feet, and I'm getting sore feet. I'll just move that a little bit. But to practice it, hang on, I'm going to move it. I want to show you what I used to do. And it was a way of practicing how to do things, without having to live it, if that makes sense. So the best way to do this is my little tip. It's not going to be a long video today, but this is my little tip, is a deck of cards. Now, this is why people use card decks so much. It's because it really does help you deliver and understand your awareness for becoming intuitive, or where you're intuitive. Now, I shouldn't say becoming intuitive, because in all honesty, I'm getting pins and needles in my toes. In all honesty, we're all intuitive. It's just learning to understand the signs that we receive. Now, what I would suggest you do is get a deck of oracle cards, not tarot cards. Tarot cards, you need to read it up. You need to get an understanding of the tarot cards. Sorry, I'm getting pins and needles in my face. So the tarot cards are a little bit not harder. They're actually, in the long run, they can be actually easier. But because of the tip I want to give you today, I don't want you to use tarot cards. I want you to use oracle cards. Now, with oracle cards, you'll get a lot of them that are just have one word down the bottom, or in this case, these ones got a little one sentence down the very bottom. I always started off with one word, and it might be patience, or it might be nature, or it might be just, it's just that one word. If you can pick up a deck of cards with just the one word, that's the best way to go. If you've already got some, fine, we can go work with that. But why I do that is because when we're starting to use these cards, when you've only got one word, you have to allow this awareness to come through. When you've only got one word to go on, you allow the awareness to come through. Now, if you're going through tarot cards and you've got a big spiel and you've got to go through and read the spiel and find out what it's all about, then you're not really following the intuition. You're following the book, or what the little book says. Now, because I'm down here, I've just grabbed one deck of cards. I haven't quite grabbed the ones that I actually wanted to show you, but they're all at home. So I can't do much from them. So I've got Stephen Farmer's Messages from Your Spirit Guides, or Animal Spirit Guides. I love these cards because they're actually textured. So they've got this lovely texture on them. I just love the feel of them. I'm not overly keen on the pictures, but I love the feel of these ones, whereas a lot of the others, I prefer the pictures. Get yourself a small deck of cards that have just got one word, or a single, just a little line at the bottom of it, because they're the best ones to go with when you're practicing this. Now, the other way I do it, so we've got your deck of cards and your cards, and you will shuffle and everything else, do whatever you need to do. Often you need to give yourself a bit of time, like just think about the meditation, or some of that quiet time, just to get yourself in the right mindset, I guess. But when you're doing them to practice, I would just be putting the three cards down. And to make it easy, I'd go past, present, future. I'm not asking any questions, not thought about anything, not had anything in place. If you want to follow it a bit easier, think of a question that you've got and go with that. But just putting these three cards down, and like I said, if you've only got one word on them, when you turn them over, you've only got this one word. Now, this is where your intuition will really kick in. If you can look at those one words and join that up, those single words, I will take one word out of this. So I've got dog, which the first word in that one I would pick up is loyalty. The next one is goose. And this one says take time to rest and recuperate. So I'd say rest, you know, time out type thing. And then the last one is panda, and that is create a sacred space. So I would sort of say, you know, create a sacred environment, the environment. So we've got loyalty, we've got rest, and we've got environment. Now, when we start to put that together, what would you put together if you had loyalty in the past, rest, recuperate in the now, in the middle, And then the future would say create a sacred space or your environment. How would you put those three together? Now, there is multiple ways of doing this. There's multiple ways of putting these three words together. And when we've got past, present, future, when we put it in that context, and then if you add what you were thinking about, you're going to intuitively bring up different thought patterns. So when you think of loyalty in the past, you could go, okay, well, I've been loyal in the past. If it was about a job, you'd say, well, I've been loyal in the past about a job. I've done everything I've needed to do. We're looking at, okay, so it's time to rest and recuperate now. With whatever's happened, we need to rest and recuperate, and then we need to create a sacred space. Now, if this was about work, I'd say, okay, you've been loyal. Time to give yourself a break. And when you go into your next job, then you would need to look for a sacred space. So make sure that the culture, the environment that you're going into is sacred. Now, if we looked at this and went, okay, it was about relationships, you've been loyal in your relationship. Give yourself a break. You know, give yourself some time out. And make sure you keep your house, your space, sacred and look after that area. So if somebody was having issues with their relationship, would you go, okay, don't let that come into your sacred space. Keep that sacred, keep that space for you. So you start to get an understanding of how this information is coming through. Now, I'm getting this information at the moment. It's more about the thought. It's more about, you know, that's logic, putting those three words together, linking them up from the past, linking them up to what's happening now in the future, in the present, for its relation, if it's work. If it's, say it's about business, you've been loyal to your business, it's time to rest and recuperate and make sure your business is created in sacred space. Be on yourself with your business. So any of these will relate to what you're doing, and how you bring it forward is how your intuition will be working. So this is how we can practice. This is a great way of practicing. So when you jump, you get together with your friends or different things like that, you can then, oh, sorry, I've got to move my feet again. You can then practice doing this, just three cards, three words if need be, however you want to do it. You bring out those words and then you integrate them into what the story is about. So that is how your intuition is creating it. Now, you'll often find that when you've got a single word, you allow your intuition to come through. When you've got a little bit of a story in it, like this one, your loyalty and faithfulness is misplaced by serving too many masters. Now, when I look a bit further into this actual card, it has a little bit of negative connotation to it. So when you've got a single word deck of cards, when they've just got one word on them, that's all you can go with. And that's where this awareness really comes through, because it starts to make sense to you. Now, as you start to practice that, you'll start to get different aspects to it. Now, again, this one's the dog. It's got a little bit of a negative connotation in the bottom in saying that you're serving too many masters. Your loyalty is great, but you're loyal to everyone across the board. Are you being loyal to yourself? So you can start to bring in some other aspects to it. How do you see a dog? What does dog mean to you? You know, and that's where you start to go. Now, straight away, you may go to, oh, gosh, I had this dog, you know, when I was a kid, and it was just so loving. It was just followed me everywhere. It was my best friend. You start to get an emotional attachment to it. You start to get that emotional understanding. Now, when I'm reading it, and it may be negative or it may be loyalty, so it's positive, when you're reading it, you might be becoming more emotionally attached, so more of an emotional awareness to it. None is right or wrong. This is where your intuition will come through stronger in some areas and not as strong in other areas. So mine tends to be more logical. I tend to go for the logical aspects as I'm going along. If I wanted to get more reading about the past, I'd throw up another couple more cards, and I've got Cheetah and Condor. So I'd start to put them together. What does that mean? So the main card was the dog, and then you get these other two. So the cheetah is get clear intention, stay focused. and the condor is you're too enmeshed in the situation, step back. So then we start to bring them all together. Okay, so you've been serving too many masters. You need to be focused more on what you want to do. And to do that, you need to step back because you're just too intertwined with all of that and you didn't understand what was going on. So we start to get a bigger reading on it. See where I'm going here? It's all about you and how your intuition, how your awareness is coming forward in it. Now, we would do it all different ways. This is a way we can practice, and this is a way we can do it without having to learn the hard way, really. So we're practicing in this context. And again, there's no right or wrong. How do you see the condor? Do you see the condor as free, flying, overlooking it? And you know, in some ways it says have a look at a bigger picture. So to step back and see it from a bird's eye view might be how you interpret that one. And how we interpret all the cards, which is why a one-word card is so good, or just a small explanation on the bottom, rather than go through the whole book. Because I found once you start to go through the whole book, you start to put it down to what the book says rather than what you feel about it. Now, sometimes the book's good to get used to it and get an understanding, get used to the cards. But in all honesty, once you start to do this and you start to put it through on your own, just following these words, you start to become a lot more aware. Because as you're becoming aware of the expression, the feeling you're getting with this, you start to become more aware of the feelings and the expressions you're getting when something else happens. So when you do see the 11-11, you see the 1-2-3-4, it starts to make sense to you. You start to get that same sort of feeling. Now, if you don't know what that means, that's when you look it up and you get an understanding. With these, we already know what they mean. We don't need to look them up any deeper. We can go with that and then let our intuition follow it through. Now, if I was doing a reading on somebody and we were talking about this sort of aspect on it, about serving too many masters and, you know, looking at the bigger picture and getting a clearer focus on it, if somebody was saying, well, I don't know what you mean, it doesn't really make sense, that's when you can go into it a little bit more and sort of go, it doesn't mean you're wrong, it's just the way you may be interpreting it. And then you could turn around and go, well, hang on, you were loyal or you haven't been loyal? What's the situation? You can start to look at the flip side of it, okay? But usually you'll get the understanding straight up. And that is such a good way to practice your awareness of intuition. So when you start to hear things on the radio, when you start to see things, when you start to feel things, you get a better understanding of where to go and what to do with it. Again, it doesn't mean you have to act on everything. It's allowing you to go with the flow, because you may pick up this one and it doesn't mean much. But once you start gaining a bit more understanding as you go with the flow, you get more of an understanding or more of an understanding of where you're going and what you're doing. So that's the best way to go. It's great practicing with the deck of cards. Again, go with just an oracle card. Don't go with the tarot as yet. If you want to go with tarot, it's fine. But I found that when you've got the tarot, there's a lot more of that learning and understanding about the actual card, whereas I don't want to learn about the card. I want to learn about my awareness, my intuition, what my intuition is saying on it. These are helping me. These are tools. These aren't necessarily the be-all and end-all. And that's where you'll have different readers, different aspects of reading. And some will just go with their intuition. Some will go with spirit guides. They'll go with different ways. When you start doing it yourself, you get a better understanding of where it is and what you want to do. And one of the things with the art of intuition, what my intention has always been, is not to do readings for you. I don't want you to be coming backwards and forwards to me because, you know, oh, she's really good at it. I want you to learn how to do it. I want you to learn how to trust your intuition, how to trust your gut, because you are the one who's got to live with you all your life. And it's lovely to get some confirmation from other people. It's lovely to go to a reader and get some confirmation. Not a problem. I enjoy doing that. But when it's everyday life, everyday living, we need to be really mindful of what our intuition is saying. No one can follow your path, only you can. No one will be ever in the same situation that you're in. And that's why it's so important to be really, really mindful of what you're feeling and what the information you're picking up. Now, when I was first becoming aware of being aware, if that makes sense, because, we're always aware, but when we become aware of being aware, you hear so much and everything means something, but it just becomes overwhelming. So don't let it become overwhelming. Give yourself a little bit of time and space. When I first did my life coaching course, every afternoon before the kids get home, about 2 o'clock, that would be my time, my space. And I would sit down and I would do a meditation. Sometimes I do a long meditation, it might be half hour meditation. Other times I do a short one, and then I'd do some cards or I'd start doing something else. Now, whatever I did was to help me develop my intuition. I've also created a little deck of cards that I'm going to give out with my program, and it helps people actually start to really tune in, and that's without anything else too. All they're going to do is go by shape or colour or whatever. So I am putting those two together. I'm putting that together, and people can order those cards in and help practice their intuition. But for this stage, I would just grab a deck of cards. I know Doreen Virtue's cards, there was a lot of hers, because, I mean, that, look, I started doing this 100 years ago, I reckon. No, well, I'm not that old. I started doing this, would have been in my 20s, so we're looking at 40 years ago. So when I started doing this is what gave me an understanding where I could sit down on my own, I could practice doing it and get an understanding of it, and that was what was really important. It's a great and easy way of doing it, and like I said, Doreen Virtue's cards, they were just, I think I got the fairies, I think I got the angels. I always started off with angels, and they would just have one word on it. I remember it was like patience, nature, transformation, different things like that. So it allowed you to let your intuition come through, and that was what was really important. So I am going to close up from here. Get yourself some cards if you want to connect with me. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, on Facebook and Twitter and a few other places. You can do that, or at the moment I'm still on intuitivenature.com.au. It's Australian business that you can connect with on the website. I'm just putting together a program for helping people trust their intuition. So that is a big 12-week program. So that's going to be more of a one-on-one situation with me. So if you're interested in any of that, just connect with me and we can go from there. If you want to get a bit more understanding on how to do card readings, I'm going to put up some little mini courses online for you. I want you to get the understanding of it. It's fun. It's not hard. It's not got any religious connotation. It's just a fun way of getting to know who you are and what you think. Why do you feel this particular way over this particular card? This is your intuition talking. That somebody could have had a really scary experience with a dog, and consequently a dog card could be really, really bad for them. And if it is, that's because you need to bring that up when you're doing a reading, or that is a way of a sign. It's a visual, it's an emotional attachment, it's a way we get this information. So again, there's no right or wrong. If you connect with me on, what have I got, the Facebook group called Intuitive Personal Development, connect with me on that one. And if you're having any trouble or you want to get a bit more understanding of it, we can go via them. We can chat more so on that Facebook group. So Intuitive Personal Development. And I will see you next week. It will be a interview next week. I've got a lovely lady. I'm still trying to connect with this lady in Paris who's going to be talking. Her name is Michelle. And, so she's going to be talking with us. That should be next week. May not be. may not be. Oh, no, it should be. Yeah, it should be because I'll be back home by then. All right, all the very best. Stay safe, everyone. Lots of floods happening in New South Wales, Queensland and Australia at the moment, so everybody stay safe. And we look forward to catching up with you next week. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist, and I will say bye for now.